A Lakota filmmaker from the Pine Ridge Reservation is on his way to this year's Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. STPB's Jim Kent spoke with Willie White about his work and what it means to be chosen for a fellowship in the Sundance Native Filmmaker Program.
Willie White's interest in films goes back to his elementary years at the Red Cloud School.
I was in the seventh grade. I was about 12. And that was at the time the first Lord of the Rings film came out, and I remember just being so captivated by the whole thing and wanting to do that and wanting to be a part of that in any way.
Willie held on to his dream through high school and into college, where his first film experience was in music videos. He's worked on 3 feature films over recent years and will now be using the $20,000 Sundance Fellowship to help produce his first short film, Mie Ukie, or You, Me, I.
The story is based off a teaching, one of our traditional stories about the different spirits in creation, and it's all about this idea of balance that we need to find and have in order to have true happiness.
Attending the Sundance Festival will help the young director to network with other filmmakers, great and small. Staff of the Sundance Institute's Native Filmmaker Lab will assist Willie White in the production of Mie Ukie, which is scheduled to be completed by October in order to be submitted for next year's festival. Bird Runningwater is director of the Sundance Institute's Native American and Indigenous program. He says a lot has changed in the 25 years since the program began.
So at that point, like, our Native film community was really kind of wondering, you know, can we make feature film? And then Smoke Signals kind of kicked off everything. And now the idea of making feature films, you know, really isn't so much, you know, of a lofty goal.
Runningwater says 2 decades of successful Native filmmaking has brought the dream of young directors like Willie White more sharply into focus. He says Robert Redford's Sundance Film Festival has given them a venue for showing their work. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.